As many books have given revealed of their good work, I want to begin by just one slide overview of our program of computational general physics college at Washington University that we are doing together with our collaborators. So there are three aspects in our program. First is co-construction work. We want to integrate numerical relativity with tools, the other tools of computational physics, in order to do gravitational wave simulations is relevant for gravitational wave astronomy and high energy astronomy. The second aspect is of course the high-visible study physics, and the third component is to build up the parallel computing community code for doing large scale simulation in astrophysics. I will describe one project in this category, namely the Neutron Star Grand Challenge project. I will leave physics to Mark Miller to talk about, and then I will describe a new astrophysics simulation for the first project that is thus begun. So why do I talk about these two projects here? Of course, as we have seen in the previous talk, neutron star simulation is very similar to black hole simulation. We have the same question about well-boosted Einstein system to study. We have the same problem of gauge coordinate conditions, convergence property, boundary conditions. We all share the same thing, let alone the neutron star will collapse to black hole at the end. So we have a lot in neutron star and black hole simulation to consider together. The second process is a new grand challenge scale process for building tools, a community tool, to enable large-scale simulation in reactivity that, of course, includes black hole as one important application. So I want very much to get input from people in this room on how we want this community tool to develop. The neutron star grand challenge project is to construct a computational infrastructure for general physics astrophysics. That is the overwhelming goal of the project. The exact title is to build a logical 3D code and use the neutron star horizon as the driving application for this project. It's a collaboration between five institutes in the US. And also, we have collaborators at AEI, Karma, and Newton working together. But more important are the people core of our working group. And some of them are in the audience. Mark Miller is responsible for developing neutron star simulation and doing the kind of research I do. Coding, and he will talk about some of the physics and also code testing that we have done. Miguel is responsible for driving, especially our rotational wave investigation. And Vern is responsible for building up the black hole simulation and also physics of all very important components in the project. The work is roughly split along this line. There are other collaborators who will be taking care of the next computing asset, Livermore, and UIUC, which is on the UK software, parallel UK software, others on adaptive mesh refinement, and CSA on the Newtonian hydro, and the positive assist hydro, on equation of state, and work you on the general hydro simulation, state time evolution, and initial data setup, and the cost down. you why neutron star simulation is of interest in this room. So the contact with NASA are divided into milestones. The first milestone is about getting the vacuum space-time code to achieve a certain gigablock weight, and we have satisfied that back a long time ago. Milestone 2 is space-time plus hydro, reaching again a certain clock weight. And the final milestone is that we have already satisfied last year. So what I want to touch upon is that we make it very good power.
These milestones just seem weird. Yeah.
It's the difference between a NASA contract and an NSF contract.
Yeah. So you don't care what the result is, as long as it runs.
Yeah, more
of
that.
You just include the loop which finally died forever.
It's not completely crazy, you understand?
It's completely crazy.
Faster, the physicists working on the problem will take care of the scientific outcome themselves. Okay. What they are more interested in seeing is to bring the community into using massively parallel communication. So they want to make sure that the people working on this, making sure that they're full, that will enable people to start moving in this direction. So because of that, they are setting up those milestones. And make sure that this code will run on the test bed on massive digital machine that they don't run. So the one sample code test on parallel on CPD, on the 1024 loop CPD, and we solve the Einstein equation plus the GL hydro equation based on high resolution shock testing methods. And we achieve 140 gigablocks with practically being near scaling all the way. And one thing I want to draw to notice is that we are talking about the size of 500 times 1,000. So this is really large scale simulation. So now we have this capability of running efficiently on such a machine, but unfortunately, we do not have such a machine to work with. Otherwise, science would progress much faster. This machine is built for some government agency that cannot be disclosed.
Sorry, you're saying you have run these things on that machine?
We can do tests, benchmarking on those machines, but we are not allowed to do production runs on those machines.
Okay.
So why don't you use your benchmarking runs for production runs?
Well, benchmarking runs means that we are allowed to have half an hour.
Why is it a 64-bit machine you get a pure why is it run with fewer megabytes, okay, on a 64-bit machine than on a 32-bit machine?
It's the same machine.
Pardon?
Oh, I see. I thought these were different machines.
No, same machine.
I thought you had 32 of them.
Both of them are nice.
I have another question.
Yes.
You have these huge grid size. How do you handle the I.O.?
How do we handle I.O.?
I cannot imagine that you can output a single slide in half an hour with that grid size.
Parallel I/O with
downsizing
for something like this.
So that means you output something on let's say 1,000 different files for each processor, and then later you run for a full day to collect all these files together to a single file.
You know,
or
this is conceptual. You know that somewhere,
sometimes. Okay. Of course, a code that runs fast. But cannot do science is absolutely useless when you have a high pretty fast. So I want to tell you the components that are contained in this code. That is, it has the capability of evolving the space time. It evolves hydro. The space time hydro has to be coupled together suitably, otherwise, it will not work. That you get the initial learning problem, the physics part the physics that are set up on the real data to be correct, that they are able to solve it numerically, and the implementation is coupled and only on momentum equation, so we get the coordinates under control. We have to have more or less realistic equation of state. We probably need mesh refinement. We have to have weight analysis, and of course also for the basic handle that whole thing that we only put into this code. We start going into the fine details of the construction of the code, or we just draw the attention and make the issues involved. It's fair to say that this is an unexplored territory, despite many of us have spent a lot of effort in this room, Bill, Arta, Bob, and many of us work on the now title couple equation, but it's fair to say that we have to know nothing about this region state. We have no misunderstanding. And the physics involved are extreme, but in many senses. Now, strong field, strong shock, and the things that is very far away from our intuition. There are many choices, highlighting that we do not know what to do. Last but not least, are this very demanding computation. Not just the computation itself, but the visualization. The output. How do you get the I/O? How do you envision them? How do you handle the large data file? You have hundreds of gigabytes of data file generated. How can you move it across the network and make some sense of this? Storage problems. So how do we deal with such issues? We have two principles. One is we try to remain maximum, we try to remain flexible. That is, we enable our code to have at the same time many different, say, combinations, different form of Einstein equation, different numerical treatment, different boundary conditions, and different coordinate choices, so that we can always switch and compare. That, of course, will enable us, at the end, to deal with more situations, and also in the meantime, they are important, because we do not know what to do, so that we want to remain flexible. And second thing that is cannot be overemphasized is test. Many tests that we have to carry out before we can trust anything. So I want to emphasize this one by telling you the classes of tests that we do. The first class is, of course, to compare the numerical result with analytic solution and model problem, including we test with characteristic strong shock, property and allergy angle, plus our 3D potassium degree, and different kind of cosmology simulation, and collapse simulation, COV, static star, smooth star, rotating star. All of this we have a solution to compare to. But unfortunately, we do not have too many of this. So we have to compare also with other, with limiting cases, like we have to go to lower dimensional simulation. We do have 2D and 1D code that can generate results that we can compare to. We can compare to perturbation theory. We can compare to the singular heuristic, non-restricting the Newtonian code. For this purpose, we have developed also a 2D Newtonian code that enables such comparison. And we compare it on the many different models. Our code has many choices, options that we can use so that it will be very useful in code construction in validating the result. We can compare the different treatments. We can switch, say, from hyperbolic formulation, switch it to ADM, switch it to conformation, and see what happens, and see the comparison. We carry out, of course, very important convergence test as the math every day for a long, long time. Convergence test is something cannot be over-emphasized. And so it's like a cartoon of math, but I couldn't say it in PowerPoint. And we also, by short-term computers, that all I need is we wire forward a few times, say 100 times or 50 times, and you see the resolution and make sure that the errors are converging in the correct order. This is what we mean by short-term computer set. And this is something that we automatically do in all coding efforts. And sometimes we even deliberately break it to and see, make sure that our computer sets and pick up mistakes. For example, maybe Anna Brannigan found out that some other numerical code, some other validity code has a problem because they have the index up and index of the sheet mixed up wrong. And not merely just jump into a code, do the same mistake in a code, introduce into it, and make sure that our computer set can pick it up immediately so that we will not be making a single target mistake. The use of convergence head is that the strong level paid by Mark Miller. That is, we have to make sure the finite difference method, the finite difference used, the finite difference equation is consistent with the differential equation, which is an important piece linking convergence, stability, and consistency on the three legs in the left theorem. And I'm sure Mark will tell you more about this. Residual invariant is an extension of the concept of convergence, and that is because we solve a infinite equation. We get a result. We then get use the result and put it back into a metric equation, not a solve, not solving for it, that is called separately to evaluate how much it gets different from zero. That is what we mean by residual invariant. We apply this on our initial data treatment and our coordinate condition and our new solution. This will give us a handle on the error, the size of the error that we are making.
So the testing level, the constraint of Hilbert.
You test the constraint, you test how much the constraint of value.
Yeah.
But you test anything,
you can test everything in your code with the invariant value. One thing that I particularly want to emphasize is long-term convergence tests. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, if you arrive at a result, say after 5 milliseconds of simulation, you say the threshold is wrong. It is absolutely important that we have the code converging all the way up to 5 milliseconds in all aspects, including the physical results that we find. Namely, if you find the current horizon at 5 milliseconds, you should increase your resolution, triple it, quadruple it, make sure that the position of the current horizon will converge to the correct location, will converge to any location. Okay. This is very useful, but essential. The Mark will tell you more about it. Separately versus with respect to the level prices. It's not stability in a mathematical sense. What I mean here is that you change the numerical choice, like changing the tolerance in the physics of change the form factor, change whether you enforce a certain quantity in phase three or not. Okay. And you want to see whether you get different physical results. Stability with respect to physical parameters, there are things that you do not know physically. Say, when we generate initial conditions, they are unknown in initial conditions. I will give an example, in fact, about the parent equation in front of our discussion, the mass and the sequence. And also, we do not know initial and ordinary conditions. Here, I call them physical. So, there's also things that we do not know. We want to make sure that the numerical, the final result will not be affected. The 10th class of tests that for many include many things, we have to make sure that they suppose we involve a symmetric system. We want to make sure the symmetry, the initial symmetry, is preserved. If it's not preserved, we have to find a reason why, what's broken, what's breaking. Is it a numerical sequence or a some problem with scaling we make sure that we change this, the scale of the system. If the system has a scaling problem, that's fine. And also many special tests of this sort. Well, we have an internal policy that we will not talk about the phone without first going through consistency tests and also going through the short-term convergence test, which ensures all terms in the equation that turn off. And we will not talk about any physical result, we will not talk about any result, okay? Unless convergence test has been done up to that time, with long-term convergence test. Without this, anything is just visibility test, not result. So, under this very stringent requirement, can I continue on to show you any result? Come on. What about one result that we want to talk about? This is the head-on collision of two transactions where the forms of the main collapse still has recently put up a very interesting, intriguing conjecture, saying that when two transactions collide head-on, previously falling from infinity, it will not collapse until the different neutrinos collide, which will take place, which happens on a much longer time scale. And therefore, when bomb and everything will become an even full spherical collapse. We have a delayed collapse. You look at this, and we believe there's an implicit assumption that is used, namely the argument is based on possibly collinear consideration. That is, it's assuming that the thermalization timescale of the problem is shorter than the collapse timescale of the problem, which is something that will be justified in lower mass case, but it's not clear in borrowing for higher mass case, say, like 1.4, 1.4 solar mass collision. Or in other words, if you are considering two neutron stars tied with string and slowly lowering towards one another, while at the same time extract the potential energy obtained, and deposit it back to the star, so the whole system becomes mass and energy from itself. If you do this process, it will be a delay collapse. It will not collapse completely. But if you want to look at two neutron stars, three falling from infinity, if you estimate the time of the problem, this system has to be analyzed dynamically and the full dynamical simulation. And so, market. There is a thousand of problems. Here, what I want to show you is a movie from this head on equation. It's not going into the thing. Here we have two neutron stars. What I thought here are they are basically their density. They are isostructure. So let's evolve it forward. The two stars fall towards one another and collide. Here we see the spots of this one that the outer part of the star touch and shockwave generator, the gas heated up and rush out in a rain bomb, they are shockwave propagating outward.
Why does it come out in pulses?
By coming out in pulses.
Right. I mean, you have those leap back and play through two separate layers there with nothing in between them.
These are positive concepts, certain density concepts, you can't confirm that there's nothing.
In other words, we don't understand the coloring of the picture.
We don't understand what the picture means, I guess.
I don't know. This is this is temperature, basically the internal energy that we are talking about here. Okay? I don't know why there's a gap here.
But are those contours?
I do not know whether this is physics or whether this is just individualization.
But for instance, if those are contours, then there is something in between. It's just showing some value.
I do not know whether it is because I have to find out from visualization to see whether this is an even contour value.
But what does the convergence analysis say? You said you're always making a convergence analysis, so you should know whether it's physics or numerics.
No.
Well,
if I
know
whether it's a visualization effect or what.
But how big are the errors then?
How big are the errors?
Yeah.
I can tell you how big, or Mark will tell you how big are the errors. It's very convenient. The collision go on, okay? Come together suddenly, we see an external horizon pop out. It is at about 0.15 milliseconds after the neutron touch. So this is a central horizon represented by the grid. So we have found the touch surfaces inside this grid surface. So we have a threshold from. So this is our head-on collision simulation. I want to show you another looking movie. So here we have two neutron stars in binary orbit. Right, you know immediately. Okay. Want to first show you this in SU and then tell you what it does. So these are two Newtonian stars in Newtonian gravity, two neutron stars, one point 4 kilometers. Okay. Orbiting, merging. Very nice looking. And the thing.
What's being plotted?
Basically the same as the blue and green are the density, and the red are the internal energy of the gas. We can look at the temperature, how temperature.
You really have
the reason that I showed you this simulation. Yeah.
What
does
it mean? The
people
with
the very
hot atmosphere,
the hot air, 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 and get it going and do this very effectively. So this, I want to impress on you, this infrastructure after it's developed is very powerful.
Now all that wisps of temperature and so forth, do I believe any of this?
No.
what don't we believe? What? The actual structure or the fact that it's hot or what?
So for example, if you're asking the temperature value at this point, right? So we react to it.
Yeah.
But we haven't done any conversion such to make sure that it's precisely that physical value that we want to take in that sense. And also here, we are, to make this visually attractive, we're looking at very low values, so it's not really physically significant.
Qualitatively,
is something very artificial. We put in, we have to put in atmosphere in order for the simulation to go through. It is not just to isolate the neutron star, it's nothing else but. So the atmosphere part is very artificial, not
So you're saying you're not showing us something that has been gone through all these conditions?
No, not well. This has gone through conditions that in the sense that all the physics that we are interested in, that we will report to you as physics. For example, in the head-on collision line, what I report to you as physics is we have the apparent Bison bomb. Okay? That has gone through the conditions that we stand behind it. But for the atmosphere that you put in by hand, I do not think that this is, it will change, it will change the atmosphere, the need of the atmosphere, the sensitive that you put in.
So why did you show it?
Okay.
Sure.
So
but you told us at the beginning that you would only show things that you believe.
No, we only tell you those are physics. The physics are, all, well, besides physics, there are also many things of interest. For example, there are also feasibility tests. I also to show you some, this, and the next thing I want to show you are disability tests. They are not physical results that I'm saying. Here we have a full general physics simulation with two neutron stars. Here are the two the isosurfaces of two identity of two stars. And this is the lab. This particular one is, I think, one plus log sliding. And, but if you plot the maximum sizing, you will not see any complaint.
But glass or more glass?
There's that. So now we let this system move out. Okay, the two star would rotate, and you see easily, nothing much change. And then the two merge together, the left merge together to find the merging of the potential potential, and we see a beam, which
where's
something
is where's one and where's zero? Where's right. Zero?
The scale.
This is a sheet for the same simulation with two stars. This is a given simulation. Two stars, two neutron stars, one neutron solar mass, and they are orbiting in this direction. This is how we're taking it. We are looking at the minimal distortion shield. This is the density isosurface of the star. The arrows are pointing in the direction.
What are the colors of the arrows?
I believe the value of the left. Anyone know?
I thought that's the length of the arrows.
Yeah. The length of the arrows?
It's a correlated.
So it could be something else. The left is also correlated. This is the full minimal distortion shape. Now let's move out. So as the star rotates, we see that the sheet is trying to, well, of course, when the star rotates, it's getting the border a little bit. And minimal distortion sheet is doing what it's supposed to do by restoring the sheet. So it will not be messed up. Around by the sun. So this is the new solution as brought by Mark Miller using the burn to do the effectiveness of the
now the tools are in silo, but on the touch, and the lab become pretty crazy. All pointed out was as Shibata has pointed out earlier. At this point, of course, if something bad happens and the boat will not handle this, most likely the back will bond.
Why do they approach so fast? I'm surprised about the speed of in which they approach. Is there probably a lot of numerical dissipation in it, or?
No, there's no numerical dissipation that we put in the whole direction. No idea what it's talking about. But then, I refuse to comment on the physics of this simulation. This is this ability that showing you that we have a new solution working, and I can tell you what the quality is behaving in this
problem. What's the point of leaving medieval distortion for advisory for the not at the core of any object?
Having rotating, 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 r observation, we see that the sheet is so large that we need to use causal frequency in order to handle this.
Is it crazy in a convergent way, or is it all?
No, no, it's so large. It's
yeah, but I mean, is it convergently large or divergently large?
What do you mean by convergently large? Divergently large?
Are those large values convergent as you change?
As you say, resolution, yes. Until we stop the evolution, at a point that.
Why would you think that? Is that the answer?
I want to move on here. In fact, I have more movies, beautiful ones, looking, beautiful looking ones, but not enough physics. I don't want to go into that.
We have only 35 minutes left.
35 minutes. Okay. Let me now jump into a switch gear. Thank you.
were they concerned about the computational science aspects that weren't delivered?
No, they is concerned about whether the large scale simulation or generalization, whether the time to fund it, whether we should generalize to fund it. What I want to say is that there are many challenges in general research statistics, and the issues are so complicated, including logical, numerical, computational. Not one single group can handle this all by itself. So we need to get a collaborative infrastructure to enable large-scale simulation using ice computation. So this is precisely what this project is for, the vital skills and expertise simulation for laboratory. It's a collaboration among Chicago, Rutgers, Illinois, and Washington University. Again, the core of the working group of this kind of people, the idea of the project is to build a laboratory that would contain the Einstein's gravity and Newtonian gravity that has collaborative infrastructure that enables different groups distributed around the world to work together. That's a very violent to raise data management structure, advanced visualization, and better computing capability based on robots. So we want to build it as a useful tool for the whole world. And we propose to use the efficient collapse of the neutron star as a driving application. But with this set of tools, it can be used safe for finding that goal. For more description, general description, most of them understand. The distribution of efforts. I want to tell you what we actually want to do by showing that it's by telling a story. What we want to do? Suppose we have an astronomy student in Santa Barbara working on a neutron star structure, obtain a library implementing a educational state, that she wants to know what is the technique on locating neutron stars. So she logged into this graphic, community developed, as well as simulation laboratory, and upload her US in there. Then she requests the neutron star structure to be compute with the modules already in the AST that can solve the Einstein constraint equation with the given input. And she specified the input by clicking on the left. Using the module Q1, and the SC will assemble the required code, estimate the resource requirements, and in this case, it's a production of station locally. And the SC launch the computation, is diligent, ship back the data, and provide the citation tool.
Lift off the crash.
Right? So, as she used the data analysis routine, she found that the maximum stable neutron star mass is significant alpha, and hence their potential impact on the population of stellar mass black holes in the galaxy.
Is there another button?
Yes. So she is the student and colleagues at UCSD and at Harvard decided to perform a dynamical simulation with a new equational state. So they take the required space-time module and choose the GR-ISO module. They not an expert in numerical acuity nor in hydro evolution scheme. Okay? Specify the particular parameter. The ASC will compose the required code. And pick out the suitable parallel computation layer. She might not know any magic passing interface,
and calculate the adaption level requirement module. She does not have to learn prolongation, injection, restriction. Okay. It will also provide a visualization module. She does not have to learn OpenLP, OpenGL. The visualization module would allow real-time monitoring by the operators on both the East Coast and the West Coast at the same time. The ESC then estimate the resource required and monitor the simulation on two monitor 512 MT cluster and SSA. And finally, we work more as it called the conference after for that.
So this is what you're doing now, or this is what you hope to do? I thought
this
you were
about to finish. We have a dream. I'm not positive that in 3 years, as funded by the NSF, NSF KDI program, that we will achieve this. I'm telling you what we are claiming that we want to achieve. But this is a long-term goal. The adaption type refinement module will attempt to resolve both the cholesterol and both the outer wave region. Okay? It would then exhaust the memory of the empty cluster. The FC then issue a warning and check on the simulation for you. Okay? The FC suggests different options. Either you terminate the simulation, you continue refining, but then you have to choose a subdomain to refine, whether you want to follow the call or want to follow the wave out. Or you can request additional resources. The colleagues choose to request additional resources. The FC determined at that time with a 5,000 node machine, an SSA, plus a 10,000 node machine at the SES independent distillation and available. Yeah.
I think this particular part of your talk, you have not done the convergence test.
You don't do convergence test on the grid. So the simulation is redistributed across the two machines and continues. That is what we want to do in the long run. The short-term goal is 3 years of loss for the money that we got. In 3 years, we have promised that the ESC will be open to the community user with capability of simulation based on Einstein theory. That's defining interactive new time visualization and that computing model.
Who can provide computers?
Sorry?
Who can provide computers?
Who is paying for
computer time? Computer time, certainly, is obtained by the NRAC proposal going to the NSF.
So I think they refer to the user.
So the user, yeah. In the startup. In the startup, we plan to get some startups, free startups to implement the user. Mm-hmm. But for the big production run, what I envision is that each individual, last user, we have to have the NRAC allocation so that they can get charged.
So, well, this was your dream, and that's why the NSF gave you the money. What is actually going to be delivered? I mean, we don't want to go
to the board over again. This is what we promised to do in 3 years. It's like in 2 years, by September of 2001, we will have a beta release by September. Okay?
Sorry, this?
Of 2001. That contains this beta. Okay? The way to get into this, well, we have a plan on how to get there. We involve about code and computation infrastructure layer, and plan to show you to really go into detail. At the end, we will deliver this by September of 2002. Okay. Hopefully, the physics will get our physics out. And, so the point of our showing this is really that this is a big deal for all of us. And I want input. The project is just starting up. This is the best time to give us input on what are the components that you want to have. What tools you would like to have? Pattern plan is this as I wrote down, but are this what you want to have? Or do you rather want something different? The simulation, the data library, data mining capability, or tools that enable you to do automatic convergence tests and things like that. Or the physics component, mostly that. Pattern plan is just space time and hydro and releasing visual state. Do we need to say put in energy at this time, put in urgent for energy, or radiation transport? We're open to suggestions. Of course, you would say that space time you would control, this is not stable yet. But if you have a stable space time you would control, then you want to use, you would hook it up to this infrastructure. So, we work on getting hooked so that to import the coding. Present time, this is the next phase of the process. And you have to get additional funding and support for doing this. How to make joining in this? In building this laboratory, how much to be emphasized easiness of use versus visibility of the code? Okay. You use object oriented programming, how much to be used? Okay. Using too much, you will be difficult for a user to get into the job. Using too little, you will be more difficult to use. The tone of the balance here has to decide by the community. And what else besides communication tools should we put in this repository? Should we put in some forum so that all of us can discuss and interact more? Useful. Okay. Of course, clearly we don't have time to go into this now. I propose I will just switch it to talk about the physics and math and return to this during lunch. And I hope that we can discuss this and all get into this during lunch. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a commercial lab under construction and in